For some, it's the traffic light at the end of the COVID tunnel, but for others, things have stalled. Ironically, it's the red that's got more than 1.7 million Aucklanders moving after being jammed up for 107 days. It's brought the city back to life. Restaurants and cafes open for sit-downs. Going to the gym has never been quite so exciting, and cheers to a cold one at the pub. But for other regions, the handbrake's been pulled on. The government's giving those areas a rev up to get them moving with their vaccination rates. We'll see how the traffic light's gone down around the country, but first our reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi on Aucklanders stepping out of a lengthy lockdown.
Cheers! Freedom at last for Tamaki Makaurau. A red light usually means stop, but in this city, after 107 days in lockdown, it means go. Go out, go and see your friends, go to the gym, just get going again.
It's amazing. It's like it's been such a long time to be with friends and reconnecting and not be in a kitchen cooking for the kids and the husband all day long. So it's fantastic.
And get going they did, filling out the booking spaces at Cafe Hanoi in the CBD, with owner Krishna Botica happy to be rushing to prepare for the hungry punters. She also owns Zuzu Dumpling Bar and Saan. She says they've used the time in lockdown as best as they could.
We actually had three new menus starting, so I was exhausted by the end just from overeating for the day. And talking about, you know, how we can engage with customers when they can't see our smiles.
But now it's not just about the food anymore. There's the vaccine certificate to get in place too, and a checking process.
I am still trying to figure out what to do with some of the spare tables that we have because of the restricted dining. We've got some outside, because we've got a new outside area at Cafe Hanoi and up at Saan. But again, where do we store them at night? Do we have to rearrange the restaurant each day? So at the moment, I'm trying to figure out how long it takes us to set up.
With the red light on, Auckland Viaduct has come back to life too, with diners at Soul Bar and Bistro enjoying the return of some normality.
Great to be back around good friends and nice atmosphere and people in business.
We've just been so looking forward to this, you've got no idea.
Commercial and events manager Olivia Carter says it's great to be back open, but it's far from business as usual.
I guess if you were to walk past now, you'd look at Seoul and go, oh wow, they're busy, well done them. But if you come inside, inside is completely empty, the bar is completely empty, so it really is less than half of what we would normally have here on a day like today.
They're doing multiple sittings today to try and get as many people through their doors as possible. They've also had to put extra staff on for checking vaccine certificates. She says while it's good to be back open, she's frustrated they haven't been included in the government's new voucher scheme.
It's just yet another kick in the guts to the whole sector. So, you know, it's a mixed emotions day, really.
Also cruising by reopened eateries was the new leader of the opposition.
We've got work to do, but the
air on. We've got a bit of work to do, but we're voting for you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Very kind of you. Enjoy your dinner today, eh?
Christopher Luxon saying Auckland shouldn't be in the red zone at all because the health system's not under pressure and the vaccine rates are high. And he says the government's voucher system has missed the industry that suffered big time under lockdown.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, we've got a major problem with the hospitality and accommodation sector, which have been strategically and structurally really impacted. I mean, the stories are actually really quite heartbreaking of these businesses in terms of their ability to operate properly. And what the government does is tell us about that in a couple of weeks' time, they'll have some ideas about how you can go to the zoo.
The red zone also means people can enter a cafe and sit down. At Mojo Cafe, Hooney Chase had a busy day pumping out flat whites.
We are getting busier than before. Lots of people want to have a sit down and grab a coffee in an actual cup, which is great, rather than having a takeaway cup.
He says although they've got loyal customers, the CBD's still really quiet, with many still working from home.
Still a lot of people working at home, and then it's nearly Christmas and New Year, a lot of people going for holiday. We are expecting to be a little quiet this year, and then we're hoping to get busier from next year.
But for those who did venture out, it was worth the wait.
We feel great, actually. Yeah, it's nice to be out. We usually come here every morning, but we don't get to sit down. So
you know, just been up to actually have table service, and that's, yeah, it's lovely, but definitely a whole different world, you know, just having to scan in, masks everywhere. It's, yeah, It's definitely a different world.
While the night is young in Auckland, and with 107 days of pent-up partying in the system, many are hitting the city's bars and restaurants. Louise Tanuth joins us now from Greyland. So, Louise, where exactly are you?
Hi Lisa, well I'm here at Pocket Bar in Greyland. Now as you said, it's been over 100 days since they've been back in business. Now I'm joined here by their owner, John. John, tell me, how does it feel to be back in business?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We're weather's been amazing today, and we've been receiving some great support from our locals, and everyone's been really excited. The last 2 weeks our email's been going crazy with everyone can't wait to come back and support us, and it's vice versa, we've missed them as well. So yeah.
And tell me, first day of Red Alert, there's a lot of restrictions there to juggle. How has it gone for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a mixed bag. You can view it as half full or half empty. We'll take 100 people if that's what we can do, but it's very restrictive on our ability to trade, and you've just got to make the most of it. It's our reality for a while, and you just approach it in the most positive way that you can, but it's not ideal. Yeah, yeah.
Are most people responding pretty positively to that vaccine pass? Have you had much pushback from customers on that?
No, everyone's been pretty understanding of it, and I think they know that hospitality's obviously in a tough spot at the moment, so I think that we're getting a lot of sympathy, and people are really sort of trying to work with us as much as they can. So yeah, but as I said, that's first day and everyone's only had two drinks, so we'll sort of see how it goes to that room. So, yeah.
And tell me, looking ahead to that summer season, usually some of your busiest times, how are you faring without those large Christmas bookings looking ahead to, say, February, April?
Yeah, I think that the popular sort of misconception is that now that we're open, everything's fixed and we're back to normal, and it's far from the case. I mean, we've got a heavily restricted trading period over Christmas, followed by everyone leaving for January. So we're still in a really tough spot, but it's just trying to stay positive and work with it. But the government support drying up in a week's time is going to make it really, really hard. Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time this evening. Well, Lisa, as you say, the night is still young here, so I think we'll leave everyone here to it and let them soak up that first day of Red Alert.
Thanks, Louise, and what an absolutely stunning evening in Auckland it is. That was Louise Tanuth joining us live there from Greyland.